إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that we have two kinds of resources. In life we have two kinds of resources. We have renewable resources and we have unrenewable resources. Renewable resources are those that when they are spent, we can get them back. If they are lost, we can replace them and so on. There are many of those, but the easiest one to explain and the principal one is money. Money is a renewable resource. What you spend, you can get back. What you lost, you can get back and so on. So it's a renewable resource. And there are other resources which are unrenewable. Once it is gone, it's gone. Never comes back. And the principal one in that, the primary one in that is time. Time is an unrenewable resource. Whether it's 1 second, 1 year, or 1 hour, what is gone will never come back. Unrenewable resource. We had the, every one of us is born with a certain predetermined amount of time. And that amount of time is maximum at the moment of our birth. Absolutely maximum. And then it's like a clock ticking backwards. It's like a stopwatch, because that's how a stopwatch is, you know. Runs backwards until it comes to zero, and then the alarm rings. And this is the nature of our time. So the watch, the clock started ticking the minute we took our first breath. For some of us, it is gone past the halfway mark. For others, it is still not gone past the halfway mark. For others, it has gone way past the halfway mark. Maybe only a few minutes are left. We don't know. Because Allah didn't tell us how much each one has. So this is a non-renewable resource. What is gone is gone. Now, therefore, it is extremely important. It is true for all resources. But definitely even more true for the non-renewable resources. That we choose. And we choose wisely. What is it that we are going to spend this resource in? As I said, this is important for all resources. Even if it is money, you can replace it, but it won't happen for nothing. So that replacement takes effort and so on. So even there, if you are spending, it is sensible to choose what you will spend it on. And if you spend the money and you find that you wasted it, or you spent it on something which gave you some pleasure, some benefit, but you had the option at that time to spend it on something which would have given you even more, greater pleasure, greater benefit, then that's foolish spending, because you settled for less when you could have got more. But even more foolish than that is to spend a non-renewable resource on something which either gives no benefit or which causes harm. Because not only are you losing out because you are not gaining anything, but you are also using a non-renewable resource for that. Now that's a double whammy. It's like, you know, about the most stupid thing you can do. So that is the reason why I think it's important for us to choose, and to choose wisely. To give you some examples of what we do, and may Allah forgive us, looking at time, we stay up late, we don't sleep early, and we have to ask ourselves, this when we stayed up late, what were we doing? Now, if while you stayed up late because you were memorizing Quran, alhamdulillah, you stayed up late because you were engaged in zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you were in muraqabah, thinking about your akhirah, alhamdulillah. You were staying up late because you were studying for this very important examination, alhamdulillah. But if you were staying up late because you were doing some social networking on Facebook, or you were staying up late because you were watching some movie, or you were staying up late because of something else, Allah knows best what you were doing. But you stayed up late, which means that the time that you spent staying up doing something, you have to look at that time and say, how was that spent? And then, almost invariably, the consequence of staying up late is that you cannot wake up for tahajjud. Sometimes you can't even wake up for fajr. I mean, that's absolutely the pits. But I'm saying, if you don't wake up for tahajjud, so you stayed up late, and this staying up late was because of some utterly useless thing that you were doing. Sometimes it might be an even harmful thing. For example, you spent time attending a wedding party, which is what we seem to do quite a lot in the city. Attending a wedding party, eating food which is going to harm you. Just because you don't believe in cholesterol doesn't mean cholesterol does not exist. Just because you don't believe in Allah does not mean Allah does not exist. I always give this example to my atheist friends. They say, I don't believe in God. It's no problem. Don't believe. Don't believe in cholesterol either. Right? It won't stop you from getting a heart attack. So you spend time in that wedding party, eating food which is going to harm you, talking to people from whom you learn nothing. And if you are not very careful, then probably also doing a lot of ghibat, because there's nothing else to talk about. You meet the same people over and over again. What is there to say? So you are either wasting your time talking about stuff which is completely useless. You know, what this government should do, what that minister should do, what should happen to this chief minister, all of which has absolutely zero value. Complete waste of time. And probably also indulging in ghibat if you don't watch out. Either because you are doing it or because somebody is doing it and you are out of politeness standing there, so you are also included in the same group. And because of this, now you stayed up late and you did not wake up for tahajjud. Now this is probably the best example of the worst use of time. And the tragedy is that we seem to do this almost on a daily basis. Take another one. And this happened actually yesterday. I was doing some research. I was looking for some things because I was going to give a lecture on the importance of sunnah. So I was looking for a hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that he said that a person who adheres to a sunnah, sometimes this is quoted wrongly by saying revives a sunnah, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said someone who adheres to He said, someone who adheres to my sunnah at a time when there is fitna in the ummah, when there is trials and tribulations and difficulties in the ummah, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him with the reward of 100 shuhada. So this is Sahih Hadith, alhamdulillah. And I was reading the tafsir on it, the explanation of the Hadith, and many of the ulama have commented, and they said that this refers to adhering to the whole sunnah as a sunnah, not just to one particular sunnah, but every single one of them, including Ibn al-Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi and others, the author of Bulugh al-Maram, they said that while we do say that this seems to refer to adherence to the sunnah as a whole, but who is to say what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward even for the adherence to one single sunnah? So inshallah it means that as well. While I was doing that, I very interestingly came across a number of hadiths relating to wearing the turban, the amama. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints angels to stand at the door of the masjid on Jum'ah who make special dua for the maghfirat of people who wear a white amama. This is a Sahih hadith. And similarly, many other hadith about the importance of the amama. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the amama is a sign of the angels, the malaika. So wear amama. He said the amama gives you sabr. He says wear the amama, it gives you sabr. In several hadiths of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wearing a black amama when he entered Makkah at the time of Fatah Makkah. And so there were several hadiths, 5-6 hadiths. So I sent them out on our group. So alhamdulillah, this is almost immediately a response I get from one of my dear friends, and this is not to criticize him, it's just a reminder for ourselves. The response I get is naming certain groups of people. So and so, so and so, so and so. They talk a lot about deen, but they do not wear the imam. Our ulama also don't wear the imam. Now, so I replied to him, I said, while all of what you are saying is correct, I said, do you wear an imam? He said, no, I don't know how to tie one. So I said, maybe a better use of your time is to go to the market, buy an imama, and spend your time learning how to tie it, instead of criticizing this one, that one, who does not wear an imam. Right? Similarly, another discussion that happened yesterday was, how will we be called on the day of judgment? By the name of our mother or by the name of our father? I'm giving examples of how not to use a non-renewable resource. Whereas a real useful discussion would have been to say that no matter by which name I am called, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hey, you, come here, you still have to go, no? You still have to answer. Even if you are called by no name, the discussion should be if, when I am called, not even if, because you will be called. When I am called, what will I answer? If that is the thought, then it is useful use of a non-renewable resource. Instead of a huge amount of time and energy and argument and so on going on about will you be called by the mother's name or the father's name? And anyway, in case somebody is interested, you will be called by the father's name, because the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi is very clear. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi said, give yourselves good names because you will be called by the names that you give, and that will be the name of your father. So the point is that we have resources, and as I said, these resources are time, especially is a non-renewable resource, and therefore it is very important to remind yourself, and I remind myself and you, let us try to make the best use of our time, because that time is not going to come back. And if we misuse that time for whatever reason, we have any number of reasons why, because you say, oh no, my friend called me, this happened, that, irrespective of what, that is gone and it is not going to come back. And if you wasted it, then a time will come when you will regret it. And that is not a nice situation to be in. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from a situation where we have to regret how we spent our time. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to spend our time, choose wisely, and to spend our time in things which are beneficial for us, and to save us from that which is not beneficial. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ